just reading from the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. We'll get to the Gemara, make some Ha'aros. From Amud Aleph through Amud Beis. And then we'll start the Sugya of Psul Nogea, how it's relevant to the Sugya in Sanhedrin. So we find ourselves now around 10 lines from the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. And Gemara's understanding of Machlokas, Rav Meir Chachamim, why Rav Meir thinks you have the ability to passel and disqualify an aid or a dayan, and Chachamim say you don't. So the Gemara says, Kol kamine de pasal dayanim. Does Rav Meir really have the capability and power to pasal dayanim? Amar B'Yochanan bar Karsha B'Suria Shanu. We're talking about Karsha B'Suria, who they themselves are not so qualified as dayanim, so it's much easier for Rav Meir to pasal such dayanim. About mumchin lo, but if the Bali Din had brought a mumcha, an expert dayan, so then Rav Meir would not have the ability to pasal such a dayan. So the Gemara challenges that. Does Rav Meir not allow you to pasal a mumcha? The Sefer says, "Chachamim omrim ein masai bezman shem mevi raya shein krovim psulim." Va'im hayu ksherin umumchem nipi bezin eni achol poslan. Chachamim say that they're only able to bring a raya to pasul an aid if they are karov or pasul. But Chachamim say, but you can't pasul a mumcha, which implies that Rav Meir would allow you to pasul a mumcha. So Gemara says, "Mechlad the Rav Meir mumcha nami kamri." So Gemara says, "Halchi kamar va'im hayu ksherin." If they were kosher, nasu kimumcha mipi bezin v'nyachol poslan. Chachamim say, no, you can only pasul krovim and psulim, but if they are ksherim, then we're going to consider them as if they're mumchin, and then they are untouchable. But Rav Meir would allow you to pasul such ksherim, but when it comes to real mumchin, that everyone agrees, even Rav Meir agrees, you cannot pasul mumchin. Mar goes on to bring a raya, toshma amru lo rilei meir, chachamim say to Rav Meir, lo kohemnu shiposu dayin shemumcha l'rabim. Rav Meir, you don't have the ability to pasul mumchin, which implies that Rav Meir thinks you can pasul mumchin. Chum says, no, you can't pasul mumchin. So the Gemara clarifies, Ema lo kohem nishiposu dayin shehim chu rabim alem. No, the Gemara doesn't mean to say a real expert. It means that there's a particular person that the rabim took upon themselves. We're going to treat you as an expert. So such a person, then Rav Meir allows you to disqualify. But a real mumchin, an objective expert, that even Rav Meir would not allow you to disqualify. So everyone agrees, Rav Meir and Chacham, you cannot disqualify a mumcha. Mara says now, Tanya Nami Hachi, bring a brisa supporting this idea. Liolim posel v'holech adshi kabbalah basin shem mumcha. Everyone could passel as many dayanim basins as they want until a basin that's full of mumchas is picked. The rabbim divrei Rav Meir. Even Rav Meir agrees, you can't passel a mumcha. So Gemara now says, is that really true? You really can't passel a mumcha? V'ha edim k'mumchin dami? Aren't edim considered experts? And Rav Meir says, Amar Rav Meir, zeh posel edav shalzeh, zeh posel edav shalzeh? Rav Meir allows you to passel edim, and edim are like mumchin. How does he allow you to do that? Didn't we just say before, you cannot passel mumchin? So Gemara says, ha edim arla, amar ish lakish, peh kadosh yomar davar zeh, tani edo. No, this peh kadosh, this pure mouth, Rav Meir, he said, a dough, this his aid, one single aid, that you are allowed to passel. But two aidim, a nachanami, two aidim are like mumchim, and those two aidim are untouchable. Gemara says, a dough, lamai, what's the purpose of one aid? You don't need to passel one aid. One aid doesn't accomplish anything. Elema lamamon, if you're going to tell me the aid is coming to chayv saman mamon, rachmana passel, the Torah already said you need two aidim, the one aid is pointless, so you don't need to passel them. Ila shvua, if maybe the one aid who could be mechayv a shvua, hemnu mehemnu can betray. Well, the Torah already allows a one aid to mechayv a shvua like two aidim. So I was going to do a sugi here. I decided not to because there really no rishonim discuss this topic here. But there's an interesting discussion in general about aid echad. When aid echad works, it could be mechayv shvua or it could be it works for sota. It could work for egla rufa dinim. Is that eid echad kishnei eidim or not? That's a big discussion in the Achrum. There's a rechaim on that, which other areas it impacts. So this is a very interesting formulation that the Gemara says that the in regards to Shvua, hemuna mehemen kebetre. We trust, we believe this eid echad like a beis eidim. And rechaim has two opinions whether that's really true or not. But I decided not to because really no one talks about it here. So fine, so what's this function of one aid? Why do you need to pass a one aid? Either it doesn't work or one aid is as strong as two aidim. So it's the same thing as being disqualifying mumchin. So the Gemara concludes, the olam limamon. Really, it's when one aid is coming to mechayev someone mamon. And normally speaking, one aid doesn't work for mamon. But lo tricha de kablo alei kebetrei. You accepted this one aid like two aidim. It was kiblu alayu. Right? Foreshadowing the sugi we're going to get to in chavdalu. My kamash milan. What's the bechidish here? The matzi hadabai. That you're allowed to be chozer. Tanina, we already learned the Mishnah, teaches us, Amar lo ne'eman alei abba, ne'eman alei avicha. If I say, let's allow my father to judge, or my father to testify, and, or let I'll allow your father to be one of the edim. If we make this agreement with each other, ne'eman alei gimel roi bakar, we allow these three individuals who are not really kosher to be edim. Rav Meir omer yachal achzer ba. Rav Meir already tells us you're allowed to be chozer. Even if you do kibbul alei, you could always be chozer. What's the chiddush here that Rav Meir allows you to disqualify? Again, the case is, if I accept this one aid, and we're going to together accept this one aid to be a two aidim, and Rav Meir comes along and says, you could passel this one aid, even though you accepted them, you could passel them, what's the chiddush? The Mishnah in regards to kibbul alei says, once we accept anybody upon ourselves, Rav Meir says, you could always be chozer. We learn the Mishnah later on. What's the chiddush? And Chacham omim einu yachal achzer bo. And Chacham says, no, you can't be a chozer bo. But within Rav Meir, what's the chiddush? Isn't the same thing as kibbul alei? The Gemara says, furthermore, V'amar Rav Dimi, Bered Rav Nachman, Bered Rav Yosef, could go into Kibbul alei b'chad, and the case that the Mishnah is talking about where you accept one person as two edim. So it's the same exact thing here. So the Gemara answers, Shricha, you need both the statements of the Mishnah later on, and you need the statement of the Mishnah here. The Itana Abba V'avich, have you taught the case later on that I accept my Abba or your father as an aid? B'hol kami Rabbanan de lo matzi hader be. That's where the Chacham says, once I accept the father, you can't be chozer anymore. Mishum da ava v'avicha chazul ama, because this father, my father, your father, in general, these are good edim. Just for me, they're not, because I'm a karov to them, or you're a karov to them. But in general, they have the quality of a real good aid. So maybe only in that case, the chacham say, well, once we accept it upon ourselves, since they really are objectively good edim, so once I accept, I can't be chozer. Aval chad kibay trei, but in this case, in our mission of chavdala, where I'm accepting one person for the purpose of two, the alma lo, that never works anywhere. Lo chazi, ema modi li Rav Meir. Maybe then Chacham say, I could disqualify like Rav Meir holds. Okay? V'iyash minan b'ha, maybe if I taught the other mission later on, or this mission here, b'ha kama Rav Meir. Over here, when one aid is like two aid, that's when Rav Meir says that you could passel. V'ahi ema modi li Rabbanan tshricha. But maybe the mission later on, Rav Meir would agree, if I accept my father or your father, which in general are good edim, so maybe Rav Meir would say, you can't be chozer in that case. So that's the reason for these two mishnayos. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, so two horas here I'm going to make on this Gemara we just saw. One is, the Gemara seems to indicate, goes back and forth, which is a better type of aid, or which is a worse type of psul. On one hand, you have a karov, where the father is a karov to me, but in general, he's a good aid. And the other hand, you have an eid echad, who's pasul also. Which is a worse psul? An eid echad or a karov? The Gemara says, on one hand, I would think a karov would be better. Because although he's pasul to me, he's kashrus to everybody else. And eid echad doesn't work for anybody else. So an eid echad would be a worse type of psul. So Yosef Engel quotes a couple of marmakomos to discuss whether or not which one's a worse psul. He doesn't get into it, he just says, look here. But that's just an interesting thing to keep in mind, in which levels, which is a worse psul. And then there's another Rashi on Amna Allah for a moment. In the Gemara discusses, when it quotes Kibbul alei, the Gemara says, Ne'eman alei Abba, Rashi writes, B'dayonin kemairi. The case of Ne'eman alei Abba, when I accept upon myself a father, or your father, or three Gimel Roy Bakar, we're talking about Dayanim. So we're not going to appreciate that right now, but just keep that in mind when we do the Sugya and Chavdalad and Kibbul alei, the Rishonim talk about, is that talking about Edim or also Dayanim? And Rashi here, they point to this Rashi in Chav Gimel Amna Aleph that even Dayanim we're talking about. Rashi says that later on also in the Mishnah, but Rashi in the Shitaso that we're talking about Dayanim, not just Edim. Okay, just keep that in mind. We'll discuss it probably next week. We'll get to that topic. Okay, so now back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, after we have this whole Shakir Tari, we're talking about one aid. The Gemara says, Hamid Dikasani Resha Dayano V'Seifa Edio. But once the Mishnah says his Dayan and his Edim, Almadaska Katani. It seems like it's talking about specifically a dove, two Edom. So how can I pass to Edom? Back to square one. So the Gemara says, Amar Reb Elazar b'ba'hu v'achel poslan. Now it's a case where I'm the Baal Din, I bring a friend along, and we passel the Edom. So it's not me alone. I have a friend with me, we're passeling him together. And the Gemara says, Kol Kamini, does he really have that ability to do that? No Gebe Edosu. How can I, as a Baal Din, although I have a friend with me, how could I disqualify these Edim who are coming to testify against me? That's no Geb Edus. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika Kigon Shekar Lav Ir. Ir Demai. So what's this? Someone said something bad about this person. He was disqualified. Demai. Ilei Ma'ir Degaz Lunasa Kol Kamini No Geb Edus. If I'm going to say that this guy's a Gazlan, Still, that's no gei be'edus. How could I say this guy who's testifying against me, how could I claim he's a gazlan? So ela ira de kam mishpacha, where I said something bad about his mishpacha. This guy was an eved. He came from a family who wasn't such a good yichus. So that's the case. So Rabbi Meir Saver, honey amishpacha kamasadi. I'm testifying about this guy Reuven. I'm not about Reuven himself. I'm testifying about his family, not directly at Reuven. V'iu mimela kapaso, and mimela, since he comes from this family, so mimela Reuven, who's testifying against me, he's going to be pasul also. But I'm not directing my edus towards Reuven. However, the rabbanon savri sof nogei be'edusu. But since ultimately, when I testify against Reuven's family, it's going to trickle down to Reuven himself and say that Reuven himself is an eved. Well, then that's going to be direct. He views it as being direct, and that's nogei be'edus. Okay. So that's the discussion here. So how do we understand nogei be'edus? So first of all, there's another Gemara in Ksubas. What does the Gemara in Ksubas tell us about nogei be'edus? Anybody see the Gemara in Ksubas? The one-liner? Chav Beis. The Gemara says just one line defining what type of psul is pegam mishpacha. Here we call Pagam Mishpacha, it sounds like it's a real psul. Pagam Mishpacha is a real psul, according to Elisha Rabbanan. And the Gemara in Ksubas Chav Beis says, Pagam Mishpacha is a Giloy Milsa Ba'alma. It's not a psul. I'm just revealing something that's obvious. Not necessarily obvious, but something that's something about this person's family. But that's not a psul about this person himself. It's a Giloy Milsa. That's how the Gemara classifies this Pagam Mishpacha. And that's different than here. So, what does Aruch Haner say? Anybody see Aruch Haner? See how he explains the difference of a psul of Pagam Mishpacha versus a Gili Milsa of Pagam Mishpacha? Anybody see this? Hey, then you looking at Gary? Gary saw this?
Yeah.
Okay, what did the Aruch Haner say?
I didn't tell you.
You guys remember what he said?
I just thought that he said in the Kimta that this case is, the case that we're going to talk about Gimel, where it's actually an Edus, is where you're unable to be Mevarer. You can't be mevarer with facts, cold hard facts, that he actually comes from a mishpacha that has pagan. So we rely on his edus, make it seem like edus is inferior to bringing, you know, riots. But over there in Ksubas, since you can be mevarer, therefore it's just a gilui milsa.
Exactly. I mean, this guy, if I wanted, as a basin, I could just look and do my own research and investigate and find out for myself that Reuven is an eved. So when he testifies about Reuven's family status, it's only Gili Milsa. I didn't need his testimony. I could have done the work on him. He just saved me some time. That's viewed as Gili Milsa. When it comes to the Gemara here, it's talking about a case, makes the Kimta Aruch Haner, that it's not Efshe Levara. I could not have found out. This guy came from a distant country, and I don't know where he came from. I can't do the investigation. I don't know if he was born in Hawaii or not. I don't know where his birth certificate is. I can't figure it out. So this is where we rely on his testimony. And and then, of course, it's called a real edus. And once it's a real edus, it's going to be considered nogea be'edus then. When I say this guy is a pagam mishpacha, he comes from a bad family, he's an eved, so then he's going to be, it will be considered real edus, because we really need his testimony, because it's E.F. Shalavari. I can't find out the truth, do the research. Okay, so that's the technical answer that Aruch Haner gives to distinguish between the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Gemara in Ksubas. The footnote of the Yadarma wants to be mechalik in a different way, and we'll do the following hakdama in understanding the nature of nogei be'edus, how to explain the difference between the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Gemara in Ksubas. So, what is the nature of psul edus, of nogei be'edus rather? What's the problem of nogei be'edus? So, Yoni already pointed out, the Gemara itself, Rashi here, seems to indicate something about the nature of nogei be'edus. What does he say? What does Rashi think it is? What's the psul? Yoni, since you pointed it out?
I think it's, Rashi thinks it's a chashash that the guy is lying. That's why he's... Good?
Yeah.
That's why he's, that's why we can't trust him to testify in the court case that he's in, because he might be lying.
Chashash sheker. We concern he's lying. Rashi writes, which one is this? Nogei be'edus, who? Hai bal din Because he doesn't want him to testify against me, that's why I'm going to try to disqualify him. I'm trying to do something. I'm lying just so he doesn't testify against me. It's not simply because I'm objectively, it's a psul of karov or something, we'll see. But it's a chash mishaker. We're concerned he's going to lie to protect himself. That's what Rashi writes here. Rashi l'shita. So Rashi writes the same thing in Ksuvis, and Chav Beis. Dear Master Gilei Milsa, where did Rashi go? Right, so Rashi says, "My chashad no geb edus." What's the chashad of no geb edus here? Why are we concerned of no geb edus? It's a case of efshar levar. We can figure it out. If it's something that's efshar levar, we're not concerned of mishaker. I'm not going to lie if I know they're going to find out the truth anyways. Rashi writes, "There's no chashash of no geb edus here." Rashi writes the same similar thing also in Kedushin. So that's Rashi shita in general. It's a problem of chashash mishaker. You're going to be lying. The Sma in the Choshe Mishpat Simen Lamed Zayin Sif Katan Aleph. Who does the Sma quote first, Gary? I assume that's why you were learning the Gil Sester.
I was in the Shah.
Okay, well, Shah quotes the same person.
The
Yer Shushan, right?
Is
that why you were learning that trap? Okay. So the Sma and the Shah both quote the Yer Shushan. The Yer Shushan writes as follows. The psul of nogea, it's lo mishum de chashtinale. It's not because there's a chashash we think he's lying. El mishum de odom karov etel asmo. A person is karov to himself. There's another psul called karov. Even Moshe and Aaron, when there's no concern of them lying, they cannot testify with each other, they can't testify against each other, because there's an objective psul karov. No matter who you are, no matter how great you are, karov is possible. Psul begabra. That's it. No questions. So the Yer Shushan says, that's the same thing, no geba edus. Even though there may be an instance where there's no chashash mishak, we don't think he's going to be lying, we'll give you an afkamin in a moment, still, there's an objective psul across the board. He's a karov. Since he's no geba edus, since he's no geba, he has negias, he's invested in this case, he's considered a karov, although not necessarily blood-related, but that's enough of a karov, according to the Yer Shushan, he's pasul. So these two approaches, is it midin karov, or is it midin Shash Sheker. And the Sma doesn't like this, doesn't know where he gets this from. And he goes on to think, to explain that he thinks the real concern is Shash Meshaker. Okay. Like Rashi. Now, what does the Shach bring to the table? What does he bring to the table? He brings a number of questions, but what nafkamina does the Shach bring down? He brings a Sheir Shushan, it's Midin Karov, and he brings himself, and he likes the Sma, where it's chashash b'sheker. What's the nafkamina that the shach brings down? Anybody see the shach? Chova, right. What did you say about chova, and how's that nafkamina?
Because in the psul karov, ben l'chas ben l'chova, but over here, we only said that the psul nogeya is l'chas. But if ben l'chova, then we would believe.
Exactly. If the whole problem is chashash b'sheker, we're concerned he's going to be lying. So if he's going to test, if he's going to have some edus that's going to make the guy chayiv, he's not helping him out, he's going against him, so there's obviously no lying going on. You're only going to lie to help, but to make yourself guilty. So then, you know, for example, if two edim come and say to me that I'm pater from paying money, and I say, no, wait a second, but you're gazlan, or you're an evid, you're pekat mishpacha, you can't testify against me. So we would believe me, because these guys are trying to protect me and save me from paying money. And I'm saying, well, he can't testify for me because he's an Eved. So in such an instance, we'll accept my Eidus. Because if Psul Nogeh is only based on Chashash Meshaker, I'm obviously not lying here. Why would I lie to get myself to pay money? So by me saying he's not a good aid, even though he's protecting me, I'm disqualifying him, I'm going to make myself pay money by disqualifying his aid, we will accept his testimony. Is that clear? Should I say that example again? You guys got that? Mm-hmm. We're good? Blank faces? Say it again? We're good? Should I repeat it?
That's
good. So the other side is as follows, that if Nogeh Be'edus is Midin Karov, that there's this objective psul, even if you're Moshe and Aaron, who obviously there's no concern of them lying, but they can't testify with each other or against each other because it's psul karov, then across the board, any case, whether it's zechus or lechova, you can't accept the testimony because they're psul karov. So if these guys came, these two Edom came and said, I'm pata from paying, and I said to them, but you can't testify, you guys are avadim, you can't testify, you're pasul, even though I'm, by doing so, I'm making myself chayiv, we still don't accept my testimony against them. Because by definition, we're karov. Since he's testifying in the case that I'm involved in, he's a karov to me. And whatever I say, whether it's for my benefit or not, my testimony against them is thrown out the window. That's the classic nafkamina they bring down, that the shach brings down, the case of lechova. Yeah, you guys good with that? Okay, fine. Now, in terms of the Yishonims, we had Rashi, right? He brought a few places where he thinks it's Midin Sheker, and then there's the Rambam. Anybody see the Rambam, what his formulation was like? What does Rambam hold? Or seem to hold, maybe? Hilchas Edus Tes Vav Aleph. Anybody see this? Yeah? I'll read you the Lashon and tell me what you think, I guess. The Rambam writes, in the beginning of Perek Tes Vav, Hilchas Edus, Kol Edus Shetavol Adam Hana, which is basically Nogeb Edus, Eino Meid Ba, Shizek Kimeid Latzma. He cannot testify in such a case because it's like testifying for himself. What do you guys think?
Yeshushan,
right? Sounds like he's a karov to himself. There's a concept, the Lashon Yeshushan, Yeshushan is Adam Karov Eitel Atzma. A person cannot testify to himself, about himself, and generally that concept is based on karov. So it sounds like the Rambam also, he compares Nogeh Be'edus to testifying against oneself. It's like a psul karov. Same exact thing. So we have the Rambam versus the Rashi, the Yerushushan versus the Shach and the Sma. These two approaches. Now there's a third approach, and Gary pointed out, Gary gave me some good musar about my Mar Makomos. I should be a little more specific than the Rajba. I didn't say which.
I didn't give any
musar to Rabbi 11. No musar. So that's good. I have to accept the things and make it a. I remember Lee was telling a story about Rav Moshe once got this tshuva about, I forget what the detail was about. And it seemed like a crazy thing that the guy wrote Rav Moshe, and anybody else would have just like blasted the guy who wrote the tshuva to Rav Moshe. The guy's giving musar to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe said, okay, you're right. And he accepted the musar. I'm not like Rav Moshe. And you're not like a crazy guy either. But I appreciate it. So anyway, there's a Raj, but we won't go through it now because Nogeb Edus is what? Remember the Shaila?
No, I was like, it was just a question of
going in the car after
I understand. Yeah, it wasn't really Muslim. I don't want to get too involved in the Raj, but here. It's a very in-depth sugya in Babasa. The discussion of Nogeh Be'edus is really in Babras. I don't want to get too many Gemaras, but there is a Ravid, and there's also a Rimagash, but I didn't think anybody had accessible here in the base Madrash, that calls the Psul Nogeh Be'edus not a Karov, not Chashash M'Shaker, but
Baldavar,
right. Baldavar. What's the significance of being a Baldavar? He's not even an aid. No Chaloshem aid, not an aid apostle. Not even an aid. He's a baldavar. He is one of the members involved in the court case. He's a baldin, baldavar.
Do I have to quote his opinion? Or?
Yeah, quotes the Ravid who says this. A number of Rishonim, Rima Gash famously wrote this also in Baba Basra, and I think it's Daf Mem Gimel, maybe somewhere else as well. May Yadama also in Baba Basra mentions this. But there are basically three shittas now. There's the Rishonim, there's the baldavar, that I'm not even an aid. When I testify and I'm no Gib Adis, you can't call me an aid apostle. I'm a baldavar. I'm involved in the case. Either you're a baldin, or you're an aide, or you're a dayan. You can't be a baldin and also an aide. So I'm a baldin, I'm a baldover. That's not an aide even. You'll see the significance of that. Or, I can be an aide, but I'm an aide puzzle. And then the question is, if I'm an aide puzzle, why am I an aide puzzle? Is it because of chashash mishaker, because I might lie? Or there's an objective psul. A karov cannot testify.
This is not his name, Torah's aide.
Exactly. These three shittas and aides, we're going to do some aides when we get to... Chafdal and Beis, all the Masachah, the Kubiyah, the Sugyas, these are like the three basic shittas you have to know for all the Edom, all Psulim for Edis. he's a Baal Dabar, Chashash Meshaker, or there's just a Gzeres HaKasuv, some objective, you can't accept his testament. So those are the three basic shittas you have in Nogei Beedus. So what's the significance of these three shittas? So the footnote of the Yadarma, which is great footnote, apparently they have newer ones since the one I got them, right? Who has the black one? I think Eitan. Those have a few additional footnotes or extended footnotes. There's still footnotes.
It's in Sanhedrin.
So he explained the difference between back to the normal. The original question was as follows. We had, there's another footnote in mine, at least. I'm not sure the different ones in there, but mine's 19 here in page Chav Gimel Amud Beis. He wants to explain what is the difference between the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Gemara in Ksubas again. The Gemara in Sanhedrin said a Pekam Mishpacha. If I say there's a Pekam Mishpacha, that's a real psul edus. It's a real testimony and I'm puzzle. As opposed to the Gemara in Ksubas referred to a Pekam Mishpacha, it's only Gili Milso. It's not a real edus. So he says as follows. If you say the psul of Nogeba Edus is because he's a Baal Davar, that's only relevant to Dini Mamunus. If I'm involved in a case fighting about some monetary issue, I'm a Baal Davar. When it comes to talking about someone's Pagam Mishpach, the status of somebody's family, I'm not a Baal Davar in that. It might affect me, but I'm not considered Baal Davar in Pagam Mishpach. If there's a $500 that we're fighting about, that's called a Baal Davar. I'm involved. I'm invested in this money. I want that money. Pagam Mishpach, I'm not considered Baal Davar about this guy's family history. It might be important and relevant to me in his status, whether he testifies for me, but I'm not called a Baal Davar on that. Is that clear, that point? I have no ownership, I have no rights to his Pagam Mishpach, although it might impact me.
So does that sound like I would reject that then the Rashba wouldn't make sense with this Gemara? Because if the Gemara calls him being Nogei Be'edus to a Pagam Mishpach, then that would reject the Rashba.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah. But if you say the whole problem of psul nogei be'edus is because chashash meshaker, he's lying, so then that's going to apply across the board. Even pagam mishpacha, even though I'm not a baal dover for this guy's mishpacha, I could still lie about his mishpacha. I still want him to be a bad aid, an aid psul, so he won't testify against me. Right? The scope of the psul chashash meshaker is going to be much more expansive. Any time it's going to affect me, I'm going to be considered psul aid. If it's been the chashash meshaker. But if it's about being a baal davar, that is exclusive to dini mamonis cases, where I'm actually involved in the case directly. Is that clear, everybody? Yeah, a little bit?
Yeah.
So now the footnote wants to mechadesh as follows. He really thinks that there are two dinim when it comes to psul nogei be'edus. He said the sugya in Ksubas, which is not dealing with mamonis at all. It's simply talking about Pagam Mishpacha. Wants to know the status of this individual. There's no dini mamonis there discussion at all. So in such a case, you can't pass a midim chashash meshaker. And therefore, it's the issue of Gili Milsa. I'm sorry, say it again. Since it's, one more time. Since we're not talking about dini mamonis there, we're talking about Stam, just whether the guy is a kosher person or not. So there, the only concern is the chashash meshaker. We're only concerned with him lying. So if it's a gili milsa, if it's something we're efsh levaria, we could find out on our own, there's no chashash meshaker anymore. Gili milsa is going to be within the world of chashash meshaker. It's not a testimony. When I'm testifying about this person's family status, that's a gili milsa. It's something that's able to find out about, and that's in the world of chashash meshaker. Because you can't talk about Baal Dover, we're not talking about Dina Mominus there.
Therefore, it's not in the realm of Chashash Meshaker, since you can find it.
Exactly. But that's the only you can only talk about Chashash Meshaker in that world. You can't even talk about the Baal Dover issue. You can only talk about the Chashash Meshaker issue.
Neither of them, really.
Well, you can talk about Chashash Meshaker, but since it's a Gila Milsa, it makes it not a problem with Chashash Meshaker anymore.
Okay.
But here in our case, in the Sugya and Sanhedrin, we're talking about this money. They're fighting about certain money, that's why they're going to Beis Din having this case of Zabla. And there it's an issue of Baal Davar. And since it's a Baal Davar, the fact that it's Gila Milsa, the fact that a Pagam Mishpach is something that's Gila Milsa, I could find out the truth afterwards anyways, it doesn't make a difference. Because regardless, I'm a Baal Davar. Whether or not you can find out about the Mishpach or not, I am a Baal Davar. I'm puzzled across the board. Let me I'll try to say it one more time. A Baal Davar is limited to Dini Mamonis case. Chashash Meshaker applies to all cases. So our case in Sanhedrin is that I'm a Baal Davar. Even though Pegam Mishpacha is something I could find out on our own, we could look in the, the birth certificates and stuff, I could find it out, I'm still disqualified. Because I'm a Baal Davar. The Gemara and Kesubis, we're not talking about Dini Mamonis there. I'm not a Baal Davar. The only concern is about me lying about this person's status, his family status. So since it's only a concern of lying, since I could find out on my own, it's a Gili Milso, I could find out on my own whether it's Mishpachas Pagam or not. So therefore, Gili Milso is able to accept my testimony. It's not a real testimony. It's not a real Edus. Yeah? Is that clear?
Are you doing that here also?
No, but since it impacts Mamonis.
I mean, that also, it's the case of Shtaros over there.
But it's not Dina Mamonis, though.
We know that.
Okay. So, but once Dina Mamonis, I'm a Baal Davar. No, there's no discussion there. Once I'm a Baal Davar, I feel like I lost a few people on that one. Should we do that again? Afterwards, we can talk about it if you guys want to find out more about that.
Why are you not a Baal Davar? Why, if it's not a Baal Davar?
Because in the Sakowski family, I can't be considered Baal Davar in the status of your family. I have no shaykhas to that. I'm not involved in that. It might impact me. I might want to know, but I can't be considered like an owner in that court case. If we're fighting about $500, so then I'm directly involved in this case. I'm a Baal Davar and you're a Baal Davar.
Okay.
But I have no ownership to your title, right, to your family name.
Baal Davar is only between between me and you, not you and you.
Exactly.
You and your business.
Right.
Even though it affects me and you.
Exactly.
So it's a limiting. He limits it a lot.
Exactly.
Okay. Why should it make a difference if it's Dini Mamonis or not?
Because I can only call myself a Baal Davar if I'm Dini Mamonis. If we're fighting about the particular money, so I'm directly involved in this case.
But either way, you're still not directly involved in the Mishpacha.
Well, that's why for a Mishpacha, I'm not going to be considered a Baal Davar. If we're all the whole court case is this person kosher or not? That's the whole court case, not me. I'm testifying about this guy Reuven. Is his family? Is he an Eved or is he not an Eved? I'm not a Baal Davar. I might know something about it. I might be impacted by the results of the court case, but I'm not called a Baal Davar. I have no ownership to his family status. I can't be called a Baal Davar. It's only Baal Davar where I'm directly involved in the court case, meaning that the results will directly impact me.
In our case, talking about where it's like a Mamonos case, but he's trying to get to go for the Mishpacha.
Right, but since it's a Mamonos case, that makes me first and foremost, I'm a Baal Davar, since it's a Mamonos case. Once I'm Baal Davar, I don't have the ability to discuss his family status.
Whereas in the other case, you're not even a Baal Davar?
Exactly.
So if you're not a Baal Davar, why do you even have to go for the family in that case?
The question, am I allowed to? The Gemara all it says there is, it describes a Pekah Mishpacha as being a Gili Milso. Why is it, when I talk about someone's family status, a Gili Milso? Shouldn't it be Adis? Isn't it a real Adis in the Gemara Sanhedrin? So it says, no, in that case, I'm not talking about Dini Mamonis cases. I'm talking about just testifying about somebody's family status. In such a case, I'm not a Baal Davar. And since it's something that's Efshel Varer, it's going to be called a Gili Milso Baalma.
So why do you even need a Gili Milso in that case if you're not a Baal Davar?
Why even need Gil Milso if you're not a Baal Davar? We're trying to categorize what is Pegam Mishpacha. Is Pegam Mishpacha an Adis or is it a Gili Milso? And the Gemara in Sanhedrin calls it a real Adis. And since it's a real Adis, I'm puzzled for this such an Adis. And the Gemara in Kesubah says it's not a real Adis, it's simply a Gili Milso. It's confusing. It's probably worthwhile looking the Gemara's up and reading through the stuff again. It's okay, fine. So either way, from the discussion of Sul Nogeb Adis, we have three basic approaches we went through. Is he a Baal Davar, and therefore not even an aid? Or is he an aid, but he's a possible aid, either because of Meshaker, or because of he's a Karav, right? Now, there are a number of other issues that are related to this. People haven't seen it yet, so I'll just end off. I'll just read this Hagosa Shri in the back. Everyone, they can look it up inside, and we can discuss the impact of that tomorrow, I guess. But just to get it started, the Hagosa Shri quotes an Or Zeruah on our Sugya. It's on Simon Dalet Hay in Per Gimel. There are like eight or zero, eight Hagosa trees here. It's the smallest one here, or not the smallest one, the small one, starting with Kol Shekein Lahayid.
Which Simon is it going on?
It's Simon Dalet and Hay. The Dalet and Hay was lumped together. It's entitled the Kol Shekein Lahayid Olav. I don't have numbers in mind. I guess Or Zeruah is the other Bahadurs do. Anyway, so the Hagosa Shri quotes Or Zeruah with the following suffix. He has Bekol Shekein Lahayid Olav Shu Gazlin Dehavi Nogi Abedis. And if I'm testifying against his Pagam Mishpacha, it's going to be a problem. Kal v'chomer if I'm testifying against him being a Gazlin. V'afil l'shar Edis Lo Ifso. Okay, he's not going to be disqualified for any other Edis as well. But then listen to the following suffix. V'lo is barer. It's not clear. Let's say, before I ever had a court case with this guy, or this aide never, you know, before the aide ever testified against me, in general, I would just walk around calling this guy, he was an Evid. This guy was an Evid. For years I've been calling him an Evid. Now suddenly, I have a Din Torah, and this Evid comes and starts testifying against me. What I used to call him as an Evid, am I considered a Nogei B'Davar? Because I said it before, the court case, maybe that should have been accepted as he's an Eved. Or no, since now, right now, he's testifying against me, so I can't call him an Eved. Even though I called him an Eved years ago, the statement of Eved does not work anymore. Now he's being a kosher aid because I'm no Geba Edis. Everything I said about him falls away. That's the suffix he has. Imam in the Elo. And he wants to know whether he's believed or not. That's the Shiloh.
You're calling him Eved before. That wasn't in court, so it's...
It wasn't in court, right? That might be a good reason to accept what he says. But the Or Zeruah is not so clear about that. He thinks maybe there's room to say, since right now he's testifying against me, whatever I used to say about him doesn't hold, and maybe he's going to be kosher aid. So we'll stop there, let you guys think about that, how that connects to the sugya. And there are a couple other nafkamiyas we'll do tomorrow, I guess.